This episode of Action With Podcast is brought to you by our gold partner, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, who'll support you on your journey to expand your property portfolio. Thanks to our silver partner, TapTapSend. With great rates, zero fee, and instant transfers, sending money to Nepal has never been easier. Use the code ICCHIN10 for a £10 bonus. Download the app today, TapTap and send now. Big mention to our silver partner, New Lakshmi Jewelers, home to a stunning range of jewelry collection and timeless pieces from the heart of Aldershot. Our bronze partners, Nepal Authentic Dining, where delicious Nepali food is served at Shepherd's Bush and Boston Manor. And our bronze partner, Nepali Music Festival UK 2022, taking place at the Harrow Leisure Centre on December 16 with Trishna Gurung, Ekdev Limbu, Sabine Rai and the Pharaoh. Enjoy the episode. Sorry, this is it for the next hour.
Just my face.
Yeah. This is your punishment. On that note, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Action With Podcast. I have with me rap star Sandy.
Come on.
How's it going?
It's going well, man. It's going well. How are you doing today?
I am good. I'm so excited to have you on the show because, you know, it's the end of summer, pretty much like the beginning of autumn. But you've had such a wicked summer.
I know. Oh my gosh.
So, a wicked year. Let's say year. You know, it's been like, I feel like there's been such a great build up.
Yeah.
And this summer, I mean, you went to Nepal. You've had some, you know, I think Fade came out this year as well, right?
Yeah.
Fade came out. It blew up. And then you had your performances too.
Yeah, I know. Literally.
Where on earth do we start?
Literally, it's just been so crazy since, I guess, when Fade came out. And then like, after that, everything's just been rolling. So I've just been very busy. But yeah, Nepal was like my highlight, I'd say. Even though everything is like amazing right now,
yeah,
Nepal was definitely my highlight because I get to see my family, all of that. It was so good.
So Nepal trip, was it primarily, you know, family and friends, etc.?
Yeah.
Or did you get up to some creative stuff, collaborations or networking?
Well, you see my teaser, yeah. Yeah, so Nepal, that was like a trip we planned, I think last year or like just way before everything. And then when like things started picking up, like when Fade came out, my parents are like, oh, what do you think about doing a video in Nepal? I was like, sir. It was actually their idea. I was like, okay, like maybe we should. And then I thought, okay, I need to get a beat patterned. I need to get a song patterned. So everything like literally was so quick. We patterned the beat, the lyrics, the recording, mix and master, everything in a week before we went to Nepal. And then went to Nepal and then we got a videographer, patterned the video shoot, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Coming out. So soon as in like this side of the year?
I hope so. Oh my gosh.
I mean, we only have this side of the year left.
Yes.
So 2022.
It's already come out.
It has?
No.
It hasn't. Oh, okay. But the thing is, by the time this podcast comes out. It may have come out. Because I have no idea when this is going to come out. I'm going to push for this podcast to land up. So you send me the dates and then we'll plan it together.
We'll line it up.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Oh my God, that's so exciting because I did see some of your clips. I think you were with a group of people who are on bikes and so on.
Oh yeah.
And I was just like, I wonder what she's up to. And in the back of my mind, I did think, oh, I hope she's like, you know, doing something musically.
Yeah.
You know, because it's such a great time for you as well.
Yeah, now I'm just gallivanting with some bikers in Nepal.
You never know.
No, it was so fun. Like, I met new people. And yeah, the bikers were great people as well. Bless them. They're like, they literally got turned. I was just like, yes, this is what I want.
Oh my God, how exciting. So you recently did a show at Bum and Cake. You performed at Bum and Cake. And then you also did a show the next day down in Aldershot.
Yeah.
How was that performance for you?
Oh my gosh, because it was my first performance. It was just like, it's always going to be special, obviously, because that's your first performance. Bums and Cake was so lit. Like, I didn't have any expectations coming out. I just thought, I'm going to be lit. I didn't know about the crowds. I was like, oh, they're going to dance, obviously. But then when I came out, everyone was just jumping, like, shouting at me. I was thinking, why are you shouting at me? You like me.
I mean, you make songs, you make like beats that it's hard to be quiet to, you know, so people are bound to jump up.
Yeah, I
even
guess
if they're
you
hearing
like
you
that
for the first time, you know, when you say what's goodie, no one's gonna be like, nah.
Nothing. But yeah, it was so good. Bums and Cake was so good. Like, that was my first ever performance. We did so many rehearsals for that. And like, my manager. Bless him. He had to
manager
learn how
GB.
To... Manager GB. Shout out GB.
And GB's here behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Yeah,
sorry, go on, continue.
Yeah, he had to learn how to DJ in like 10 minutes because I didn't have a DJ, obviously, and we don't really have the funds for a DJ right now. So I was like, you know what? You pattern the DJ side. I'll pattern my artist side. Let's just like make it work. Yeah. So he was learning an online software on his laptop.
Love it.
And then when we got to the venue, we couldn't use that online software. We had to use the decks. So he like got like a 10-minute lesson from DJ Dotty. Shout out DJ Dotty.
Oh my God.
And then he was just like learning how to press the buttons, this and that. Bless him. Yeah. It was so like scary. I was just like, can we do it? But we don't have an option to not do it. So we just
have to run with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever happens, happens.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. That's amazing. These are like the nuggets that we would not know,
literally.
Right? And then I'm sure, you know, by the reaction and how the crowd and the reception, people vibed and it worked.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, well done to you guys.
Yeah.
Where there's a will, there's a way. And you literally guys made it happen. And can I just say how incredible, I mean, the performance was amazing, but how incredible you looked as well.
Oh, thank you.
And they were from, I think I saw your Instagram, you were doing a shout out, and they were from some kind of small growing Instagram brand as well.
Yeah, it was Doko Studios. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say Doko Studios. They hit me up, met them through a friend. They were just like, oh, if you need some custom pieces, let me know. I was just like, how nice are people, man?
Yeah.
So we literally worked together. I told them like I don't really have an idea of what I want to wear, but obviously like I trust you in it, like mm-hmm. you can make something nice. And he actually did. I gave a few ideas, but I thought, is it nice or not? Uh-huh. But he literally like took control. He patterned me a set. I was just like, oh wow, this is so good. And even the package that he gave me the clothes in, I was just like, wow, it has my name and everything. It was just the whole service was
that is so,
so good.
Lovely.
Yeah.
No, you looked so good. And
thank
when,
you.
When, and like, I was just thinking, oh, I wonder like, you know, where she got this from. Cause I just thought it was just bought like somewhere online.
Yeah.
And then when I saw you tagging them, I was like, oh my God, that's really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and he did it in such a short time as well. Cause I hit him up like quite short notice.
Yeah.
And he still patterned it. I was just like, wow, like people are doing their thing.
Oh my God. You know? Shout out to these creators and creatives.
Yeah.
Talking about, obviously, you know, you're such a creative person. You've got so many interesting things going on. The first time that I bumped into your record and music was Dreaming.
Oh yes, I remember that day.
I was like, I have to kind of make a mention to my friend. It was Rinji who actually shared it.
Because
I don't know. I think Rinji was like involved helping or something.
Yeah, she was great help on the day. Oh my gosh, shout out Rinji D as well.
Oh my God.
I just have great people around me, man.
No, when I saw that, I was just like, oh my God, Rinji, is she like Nepali? I was so confused. And then I was like, oh my God, this whole thing is so done well.
Oh, thank you.
And I was just like, okay, this person is going to go somewhere.
Oh,
and I remember I had your song on my, when I was driving somewhere, I was playing it and I have the other sister that you met. And I was like, oh, Kabila, did you just listen to that song? Like, what do you think of it? Oh, it's nice. And I was like, well, it's a Nepali person. And she's like, oh, I thought this would be like Cardi or one of the rappers. And then I was like, no, it's not.
It's one of us.
Yeah. And then she was just like, oh my God. Okay, I feel like, you know, that girl is going to go somewhere.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, I think from that and then it's just kind of like, you know, it's gone even more harder.
Yeah.
So for you, in terms of like your relationship with music, like when did it start? Did you always have that in you as a child?
Yeah. I feel like I always liked music, like from the get-go. I'd always sing, dance. Like creativity is something like I was always into, like creating things. But then I actually started off as a singer. Not started off as a singer, but I actually like started off singing first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that I can't sing. I moved on to rap.
Okay.
But it wasn't a thing where like, I can't sing, now I'm doing rapping. But I like explored rapping a bit later on.
Mm.
And then I just had so much fun just rapping, but other people's songs. And then like around end of second year, I started like writing my own things. Didn't slap that much, but now, like, obviously I'm getting better, but it was around end of second year, I'd say, I started rapping proper, like, and writing my own bars since then.
Okay, so end of second year, does that mean
that
was two, 3 years
secondary
ago?
Secondary school.
Secondary school.
Have I been saying second year this whole time?
I think you said second year. So I was just like, is that 2 years ago? Is that 3 years ago?
No, start secondary school.
Secondary school.
I can't half that word.
or maybe I just couldn't hear properly. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Maybe the camera got it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Cool. So when you were kind of like doing covers and listening to other kind of artists and so on, who were the kind of, you know, the other rappers that you were vibing and listening to at that moment?
It was... I remember the first time I heard female rap, like properly listened to it, was, I don't know if you know them, 2NE1, K-pop.
Oh, yes, of course. CL,
the baddest female.
Oh, my God. So you were rapping in Korean?
I was trying to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I used to like basically print lyrics from my school, free printers. And then I just tucked them in my blazer pocket. Lunchtime, I just keep rapping.
Wow.
But yeah, I tried to rap in Korean, but when I couldn't, like, I just go to English. Mm-hmm. But CL was big, like one of the biggest, I guess, if not one of the, but then like the female rapper who got me into like actually writing my own bars, because I saw a female rapper doing it.
Yeah.
And then after that, I explored like Nicki Minaj properly. Like I'd hear her songs, but I proper like listened to her. And then Lauryn Hill, Biggie, Lil Kim, all of the like.
And
the
then you started kind of going back, like the roots and who are the kind of OGs and so on. I love it.
And like right now, like I'm just listening to anyone and everyone. I just love it.
Yeah. I mean, I think music is such a vast thing and you can always learn from something or somebody.
Yeah, literally.
It doesn't have to be somebody who sings in the language or in the same language as you as well.
Yeah. Like I couldn't understand what she was saying, CL, but. Like, I felt like I did.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, when it comes to beats and so on and style, and that's when, like, inspiration comes from. And I think, you know, it's such a great time because with things like TikTok and so on, even if, you know, we can't suddenly say that I only want to listen to this thing because
literally
everything keeps popping up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, actually, that's good and so on, right?
And it's so hard to keep up sometimes. I'm like, wow, this is a new sound. That's a new... Because when we started off, it was like... what Afrobeat type of beat and then Dreaming was like a proper hip-hop type of beat, and now it's like drill type. Like everything's just evolving.
I know it's a bit of like like you said, you know, it's like you can't be too ahead because then, you know, people might not be ready. But
exactly.
It's like you have to get there at the right time.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a juggle, but you know, you're doing so good so far.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, like, you know, there's been a few music videos out already. There was What's Goody, Dreamin', Fade.
Yes.
I feel like there's another one. Was there another one?
Slow Down.
Yeah,
Slow Down was my first single that came out. Yeah.
So how do you juggle being creative, sustaining that creativity? Because, you know, you have to fund that, or that needs to come from somewhere.
Gosh, yeah.
And all that, because especially when you're in a phase where you're bubbling, that's the hardest time, right? Because when it happens, then it's a lot more like stress-free.
Yeah, like imagine being in a position when you need to like put 5 bills down and you don't even have 5 bills. It's so tight. But funding wise, I work a 9-to-5, so I try like save up the money from there. But my biggest like financial support is from my parents. Like shout out my mom, my dad.
I love it.
They support me fully, like whenever I need a certain amount of voice, they're just like, have it. They don't even say, oh, like, that's a bit too much. They're like, have it. Do you want more?
Yeah.
And it's so sweet.
No, I think that's amazing because you have a dream that you're turning into a reality and your parents see that vision as well.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? And I think now, especially coming from the communities that we come from,
sometimes
our parents tend to be slightly risk averse and they're like, oh no, don't do it. But I feel like, you know, thankfully some parents aren't, and some parents kind of see the vision that you're working towards and they want to help build it with you, right?
Literally. But first, like when I started telling them, because it was like end secondary school, and I was like, guys, like I'm gonna be a rapper, they didn't take it well. They did not take it well. They were just like, obviously, like they've always supported me, maybe not my decisions, but like they've always supported me, had my back, whatever. But when I first told them I want to be a rapper, they didn't take me seriously in terms of like what they thought, oh, she's not gonna do well, like because of like external situations. So they're like, just shut up for that, with that for now.
Yeah.
Just focus on your studies and then do whatever you want after. So I was just like, oh, Okay. And then after I finished my degree, I was like, okay, can I be a rapper now?
Yeah.
So after we had that discussion, I was just like, yeah, I'm going to go for it for real. Like, well, what else can I do at this point?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say you finished your degree?
Yeah.
What did you study?
Accounting and finance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, cool. No, I mean, in life, sometimes we do things for just to get it done.
Yeah.
Tick the box. Please yeah. our parents.
but it's then, good. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but then you have that.
Yeah.
You never literally. Know. Like, you have that. So, et cetera.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with another musician, Yuvan Black, a few days ago.
Yuvan Black
a few days ago. And he talked about the importance of having a team and how sometimes having a team will make things easier, whether it's coming up with the creativity process or sharing responsibilities and so on. So I just wanted to ask, like, you know, we see you, but is there anyone around you supporting you? Like, what's the system network like? Obviously now, you know, you mentioned your manager as well, thankfully.
Yeah. Oh, thank God for my manager. Oh my gosh. He's like juggling 7 different jobs at this point. We do definitely need a team, but in regards to like right now, I've got my manager. He patterns all the business. Anything that I need someone else for, he does. And then anyone else, I've got my family, my cousins, my sisters, like always turning up to the music videos. At the show, they were on stage, like jumping around.
Aww.
Like, yeah, they were so cute. Like, they're always there to support. Like, I've got a good support system for real. But in terms of like music business, it's just me and my manager at the moment. Me and my twin and them.
Amazing. You know, shout out to your manager for holding up the fort, and shout out to you for being so, like, you know, getting it together as well.
Oh, sometimes. Sometimes he has to get me together.
No, I think these early people who are with you, who are kind of being your cheerleader, like you say, friends and family, and the friends that jump to your music, you know, that are there.
Literally.
They're the real ones, and hopefully they'll stick by as the days go ahead as well. I remember, I think I was doing a bit of a poll shout out saying, oh, who should I get in for the podcast? And there were a few people who mentioned you. And I was just like, but I had never met these. Oh, I had never interacted with these profiles on Instagram. And I was just thinking, oh, I wonder if they're a fan or if they're like a, you know, a friend who's really pushing. Because, you know, sometimes we need that kind of influence in our life as well, right?
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, that's wonderful. And I think now it's only going to get more and more now that you're kind of doing live events.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, that's so sweet. You definitely. Guys are sweet.
And like adding on to, obviously, like your TikTok is blowing up as well with, I think Fade was exceptionally blowing up TikTok. Across all age ranges, I have to add. It wasn't just like, even like some people that I know who are like, 40s, late 30s, etc., and so on. They were like playing it. And I was just like, on their Instagram story. And in the back of my mind, I was like, oh my God, that's really interesting. Because I think they were really proud to see like someone really doing so well.
Yeah.
And I was surprised thinking, oh my God, they listen to this music too. Because I just thought maybe that was confined between like, I don't know, millennials or Gen Zs and so on.
So like nice to see uncles and aunties as well, like listening to it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. You guys like are opening your minds to this urban music.
Exactly. Nice. And I think, you know, every new person that comes on, whether it's like a creative person or someone, they push the boundary a bit. And we get outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've been doing that. And I just wanted to ask, what are some of the kind of responses or reactions that you've been receiving from not just the Nepali people, but, you know, whoever that kind of, you know, tunes in and hears your songs?
Yeah. Well, first, like, obviously I was getting love from my friends and people I knew, but at first when I dropped like my first 2 singles, it wasn't like right now I'm actually experiencing something new. Like, first all I saw was like, I wouldn't say hate comments, because that sounds like they're trying to hate and be jealous, whatever. I wouldn't say that. It was more like a lot of people weren't feeling it, or maybe it was hate comments, but it wasn't positive comments, let me just say that. Okay. Obviously, if some people aren't feeling it, they're not feeling it. So it was mainly just that. If not mainly that, it was just that I was seeing at the start. And then when Fade dropped, that's when like things started changing. I was just like, wow, this is a nice comment. Like, that's a start. So like when Fade and What's Goody was dropping, like people were actually saying, oh, this is something I can dance to. This is something that is getting me like energized and stuff like that. Everything that I want my music to do, which was so nice. And like, I was hearing it from different races, different genders, different ages. It was just nice to like experience that. I was just like, wow, you guys are so supportive.
That's really good.
Yeah.
But I like, not to dwell on the negative, but like the early times, like the first two songs, when you said like the reaction wasn't quite there, it was just kind of bubbling. It was, you know, it was masked negativity, if that makes sense.
Let's say that.
And like, you know, and like we, as a creative, we've all been there sometimes. You know, you feel like, you know, you're so happy with one thing and you're just like, oh my God, where is that thing that I was working towards and so on, right? Like, how did that make you feel? And like, how does one get past it?
That made me, I don't know, how did I feel? Because like when people react with me, I feel like I'm always, when I envision things, I always think of the future. So like, if people aren't feeling me right now, I'll be like, oh, that's okay. Like, you will.
Yeah.
Soon, hopefully.
I mean, we've seen it now. So, yeah.
So when everything was happening, I was just like, oh, okay. Am I doing something? Like, that's when I would evaluate, like, am I doing something that I should pattern? Like, obviously, I'm always trying to improve. Let me take everything and just see what is actual constructive criticism, what's just hate, whatever. But it never like shut me down or anything like that, because I've got such a good supportive system, like my family, my friends.
Correct.
My manager actually FaceTimed me and he was like reading out the comments and he was laughing at me. I was like, and I was in tears at that point. I was like,
he was trying to build you up.
Yeah.
Character building.
By calling me a vulture. He was like, oh, someone called you a vulture, and he started laughing. I was like, okay, well, okay, can I end the call now? Because I'm not really taking it. But yeah, that was character building as well. Yeah. He was just like, no, it's cool. Like, you need to handle these comments.
No, that's really good. Yeah. And I think it's also like somewhere along the line, we need to, I think we all learn it ourselves through, I guess, positive or negative, that certain negative comments, they will be there, but you have to kind of draw the line and realize that you're doing it for yourself and you're doing it for, like you said, you know, it's going to get to a better state.
Yeah.
You know that one day it's going to turn around, right? Because if at that point you're just focusing on one thing and letting it affect you so deeply, then it's also like, you know, are you made for this? That's another thing that comes.
Yeah.
And now as your music is going to reach more people across the world and so on, you know, there's going to be a lot more.
A lot,
you know, there's going to be a lot more love. There may be challenges as well.
Exactly.
But we just gotta roll with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when all of that was happening, I just thought, oh, I can't wait for people to like hurry up and like me. That's all I was thinking. But obviously, I was like, okay, I need to get better. They said they don't like this. Maybe I could change that, maybe. But without changing myself, but like always improving.
Yeah.
The most I'll do is improve. I won't change myself, but I'll improve myself.
Correct.
So
yeah.
That's how I was taken at that time. Yeah.
I love that. So if you just tuned in, then we are talking to Rapstar Sandy right now. And Rapstar Sandy, I want to ask, like, what are some of the inspirations that you take behind writing a rap down and, you know, laying it down?
Oh, inspirations. We have this code. We say Drizzy Drake Bar. So Drake, the way he writes, we just love like his bars. It's so simple. It's so effective. Everyone sings Drake's lyrics. Like, everyone shouts it out. It's those one-liners. So like when I write, like originally when I write, I just lay out a verse. And then I'd show it to my manager and then he'd be like, oh, you could have put a Drake bar there somewhere. Or like, you could have put a Drake bar at the end, make something like viral. I was just like, okay. And then that's how I would write. Like, I'd always show him something. He'd be like, you could do this, that better. But in terms of inspiration,
that's a really good nugget to hear, by the way.
Is it?
I'm just like, oh my God, that's so interesting. This is like, it's kind of like doing a homework and getting a copy back saying with like all the red
pen markers. All the red pen markers.
Be like, over here, insert this and so on.
Did not do well tonight.
I also wanted to.
Welcome to A-Star, your complete financial solution. The A stands for first class service and the star relates to you, our most important clients. We are a team of whole market advisors with more than 10 years of excellent service. Serving nationwide, we specialized in home mortgages and remortgages, wills and estate planning, residential sales and lettings, property management, real estates, insurances and pensions. For both personal and business financial advices, please feel free to contact us for consultant. We look forward to working with you. A-Star Financial Solution. Making your move memorable.
This episode of Exchange With Podcast is brought to you by our gold partner, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, who'll support you on your journey to expand your property portfolio. Thanks to our silver partner, TapTapSend. With great rates, zero fee, and instant transfers, sending money to Nepal has never been easier. Use the code EKCHIN10 for a £10 bonus. Download the app today, TapTap and send now. Big mention to our silver partner, New Lakshmi Jewelers, home to a stunning range of jewelry collection and timeless pieces from the heart of Aldershot. Our bronze partners, Nepal Authentic Dining, where delicious Nepali food is served at Shepherd's Bush and Boston Manor. And our bronze partner, Nepali Music Festival UK 2022, taking place at the Harrow Leisure Centre on December 16 with Trishna Gurung, Ekdev Limbu, Sabin Rai and the Pharaoh. Enjoy the episode. To say, like, you know, because you know, you mentioned about like, oh, insert this bit, maybe that could make it pop, or that could make it viral and so on. So how much creativity in terms of like making music, because I've heard about this a lot, at what point does one think, or does one think about this constantly, could something be a TikTok moment?
Oh yes, 100%. Every song we write, I'm a TikToker this way.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like writing a verse, he's like, TikTok, remember TikTok? I'm like, bun TikTok, man. I just want to write my thing. But it is true, like, music at the end of the day, obviously it is something creative. You want to put out something from your heart. But from your heart isn't always going to be like something everyone will feel. Mm-hmm. So we always have to like take into consideration, what would the people want to hear? Without like putting out something you don't like, it's more of a, oh, let me cater to the audience as well. Because it's a business at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So like when we're writing, we're like, is this like going to pop on TikTok? Or like what hook would be catchy for TikTok? Stuff like that. Oh, the amount of TikToks I've made because of him telling me to dance like I'm some dancer. This is just my way of complaining about my manager.
I love that. Oh, that's so good. But I, you know, I guess that's amazing. He has, you know, he wants better for you, right? So he's pushing you. I think the biggest worry would be like him saying nothing. I'd be like, oh shit, he gave up on me. Well, no, we would not want that.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Let me say, he actually did give up on me one time.
Okay, elaborate.
It was before Fade. Mm-hmm. After Dreaming dropped, he sent me that bare paragraph. So I was thinking, I'm not reading this. And then I saw the last comment. He was like, I quit. I was like, oh, shoot, let me read everything. And he was just like, basically, when I was dropping, I dropped Slow Down, took a big gap, break, heck.
You mixed gap and break and made gape.
Oh, anyways, I'm gonna keep to gape. It took a big gape. And then I dropped Dreaming, and then that was a big break as well. So he was like, you can't keep dropping and then not dropping. Like, we need consistency. You're not Beyonce. You can't drop and then cut. No one knows you. I was like, yeah, that's a very humbling thing to say. So I was just like, okay, let's work. And he was like, no, I'm not working until you've had enough. I was like, okay, but I'm ready now. And he was just like, no. So at that time, I had to like search for beats. I had to think, think of videos, search for beats, write like without him telling me what I should improve, etc. So it was a very like, okay, like, you know, when you feel the consequences, that type of moment. So I was like, okay, now I really need to pattern up. And then I really thought about the music career. Am I actually doing it as a hobby, or am I actually doing it as a career? So I feel like that's why Fade and everything that came after really popped, because I took it seriously. And then he could do his job as well. If I didn't take it seriously, he couldn't help me. Like,
yeah, I love that. It's like after that
realization,
epiphany. That important text message from him, you switched gears and you're like, okay, now we're driving.
Yeah,
now we're driving. And I'm driving. No, I think that's a great realization as well. And I guess, like you said, we see the outcome.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah. He really put me to work, boy.
How did you guys? So how does, you know, how do creative people like, you know, yourself or your manager kind of collide? Is it through social media?
Oh, no, we met in uni. So I'm like, we were friends before like anything. So yeah, we became friends because of music. I was like, oh my gosh, I like this song. And then we'd always talk about music, like, oh my gosh, this artist is doing well. They did a good bar in this verse, or like, oh, they did good marketing for this single, yeah, this album. Like, we talk about music and business with music.
Yeah.
So that's when I was like, yeah, I want to be a rapper. And he was like, I like rapping people's songs and I like business. I was like, oh, maybe it could work.
Oh my God.
So
that's great.
Yeah. All throughout uni, we're just like, should we do it? Should we not? And then at the end, we're just like, what else are we going to do, mate? Let's go.
Yeah. It's like, why not?
Yeah.
Like, why shouldn't we? So
exactly.
Okay, that's great. It's great to hear like where you are at the moment. I'm so excited about the upcoming music video
filmed
in Nepal, dropping soon. So on that note, I also wanted to ask, like, what's your, in terms of like a bit of your background? So
background.
Were you born in the UK? Like, what's been your upbringing like?
I was born in Pokhara. Shout out my Pokhara.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was born in Nepal.
I can pretty much confirm that the music video is probably filmed in Pokhara then.
Oh, shit! Yes!
Yeah,
okay. I'll give you that. So, yeah, I was born in Nepal. I thought I stayed there till like 7, but I think I moved out when I was 3 because my dad's in the army.
Mm.
So we had to move about. We were in Brunei, everywhere.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
I probably moved out when I was 3, but I probably stayed in the UK since 7, I guess. Yeah.
Nice.
Unless I'm forgetting anything.
Yeah. Your music videos, it seems like you're, Dreaming was like in a mansion or something.
Yeah.
I mean, there was another music video which looked like it was like a really amazing pool party.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And, but I think Fade looked like it was in a tunnel somewhere.
Yeah, Shoreditch.
Oh, it was it Shoreditch?
Shoreditch, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I was going to say, because all of this have like a very big city vibe.
Mm.
And is a big city somewhere that you've kind of grown up in or seen?
Actually, no. Like, I actually grew up in...
You don't have to be specific about a place, but you can say in a non-city area.
Yeah, non-city area. Yeah. Like, it's a small town. But I've always loved the city. Like, I just like looking outside and seeing big buildings, lights everywhere. I like waking up randomly at 3 a.m. and looking outside. Everyone's walking about, taxis, everything. Like, I love city vibes.
It makes you feel alive. Like, you know, everything is happening.
Yeah. It's like, it makes you want to work and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there's more.
Yeah.
There's more. And like, you know, we can't just go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like,
Why are you sleeping at 4 a.m.?
No, I literally feel like that. Sometimes, like, I go to the gym at like 11, 12, and then I come back home and I was like, I can't sleep. I need to read. And then I'm reading there till I mean, we have different things, I think. I'll be reading till 2 a.m. And then when I switch on for work at 9 a.m., they'll be like, why are you so tired? I was like, it just felt like I couldn't be sleeping at 2 a.m.
That's for the week.
I know. Even though I'm not glorifying, like, you know, overworking.
Oh, but, 100%.
Yeah.
Stay healthy, guys.
Exactly. I think there's a lot of, you know, things in your videos that's like really popping, and it's very like, you know, larger than life. And I've always liked it. But because I also know, like, you know, where you're from.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's really interesting. Like, because, you know, it's a very contrast to home.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And I was just saying, when you live in the UK and when you live in like smaller towns, etc., sometimes it's hard to kind of find that vibe. It's hard to get that connection of, you know, people who are doing the same thing as you, whether it's like creative stuff, people with slightly more culture and so on.
Mm.
How easy or difficult has that been?
It has been. No, uni made it better because uni, like, everyone from everywhere came.
Yeah.
So that was a very good place, like, where I met different kinds of people. I was introduced to, like, not just music, but like fashion, et cetera, like different platforms, industries of creativity.
Yeah.
So uni, I'd say, was very good at that. But in terms of like, I don't want to cuss out my hometown, but my hometown's calm, but it wasn't much diversity. It wasn't much culture.
Totes.
So I'd say small towns, it's a bit hard to do that. But if you go out, maybe you don't even need to live out like outside the city, but if you just travel sometimes here and there, go to networking events or something, like, I think that would
be good.
And thankfully,
social media. A lot of the times that we do, a lot of the things that we do are actually, you know, digitally, remote, virtually anyway, yeah. right? So I think thankfully social media makes us feel like, you know, actually there isn't that distance between two creative minds working towards something.
100%. Yeah. I love it when like social media just puts me on someone. Like, I love meeting new people. It's just so nice. And they've got so much talent as well. It's just so nice to see.
Yeah. On that note, in terms of like social media figuring things out, a lot of people from Nepal, you know, have started recognizing, noticing what you're doing as well, and noticing that there's a girl in the UK who's rapping, who's creating like waves and so on, and they've started doing like reaction videos.
Oh yeah.
And various kind of Nepali hip hop pages have started doing shout outs and so on.
Yeah.
So what's been that kind of, you know, I guess, connecting back to people there.
Yeah, that's been so good. Like everyone showing support from Nepal, like that's so mad. I just feel so, what's it called? Like, oh, what, me? Like,
why? Yes, you. Yeah. I mean, why not, right? Have you heard yourself? I also wanted to ask, like, do you have any kind of favorite Nepali rappers? Do you listen to Nepali rap music?
I've been getting into it more. Like before, I listen to like Viden, Yodadai, and like Laure. Like, oh my gosh, that's when I got into Nepali rap. I remember Laure Dai, Ra, Unique Poets. Mm-hmm, I don't know if you remember this legendary
raw bars.
Not even beef, but like rap battle. Rap it was battle, so lit. I was showing everyone. I was like, Mom, Dad, look at this. I know it's got bad words, but and they started showing it to everyone. I was like, this is lit. But I got into it since then. But right now, I'm really feeling like Yodada and Dong, like they are lit. They're so lit. Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing. Do you have any plans for any kind of collaborations with people or, you know, from anywhere around the world?
Not plans yet, but I would love to. Like, I'd definitely love to. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
I hope so. If anyone's watching, pop me a DM me.
Rapstar Sandy.
Rapstar Sandy.
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok. I don't know if people can DM on TikTok, but yeah. So basically.
Yeah, TikTok's weird, isn't it? Like,
it's very confusing. Yeah. It's like you create something and you put it out there and you hope someone watches. Sometimes it just goes nowhere.
I know. Some have 10K views, some have 4. I'm just thinking.
You're just thinking, how does this work? It's kind of like throwing a penny in a well or one of those fountains. Oh God. But yeah, I think I liked how you said when you were talking about yourself and your manager that, you know, I'll do the kind of music side, I'll do the business side or the marketing side.
Yeah.
Because like nowadays we have to be so savvy. Creativity alone does not do it. Literally. Talent alone, sadly, does not do it as well. We need to think like, how does this talent now work?
Yeah. Like literally there's so many talented people. There's better rappers out there than me who haven't been recognized yet. And it's literally all about business right now. Like strategy is the key to success. Like that's what my manager keeps saying. So I had to repeat it. But that's true, I guess.
Yeah, like, no, definitely. Yeah. It is. And I guess like in the early parts of your career or you know, when you're building something, like he said, you can't stop, you can't break.
Literally.
That consistency, that flow, because no matter how much you do, it's still not enough.
Yeah, literally.
And yeah, but also somewhere along the line, we need to kind of be happy at what we're doing as well.
Because yeah.
Sometimes it may not feel like it's ever enough too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tricky one. I was reading a book. And okay, we'll talk about the book off the thing. Otherwise,
you
I'll go off
books.
In a No, because the book is about someone who started with music.
Oh.
And then they really thought, like, you know, this music thing may not last forever. So I need to start diversifying into something else. And
That's
they started doing
do
like
too.
Acting, like TV, films and stuff. And then really worked on the strategy behind it. So yeah.
Oh.
I'll talk to your manager about it.
So, yeah, let's be talking about that. Because I'm trying to diversify.
So Sandy, as a female rapper, you're working in, you're creating craft in a predominantly kind of male industry.
Gotta make sure the change
bling,
so nice.
Bling. Yeah. I noticed it. It's really nice. I love your look, by the way. Drip.
Oh,
I think that's what the cool kids say.
Drip.
I am way out of the lingo, so yeah. Showing my age. So yeah, as a female rapper, how is it like? I know that you're quite early on in the career and so on. Like, what's your experience been? Do, like, you know, have you felt that sometimes people don't take things seriously and so on?
Yeah, 100%. Like, even like from the minute I started, like, I feel like a lot of people don't take you seriously. And when you stand up for yourself, it's like, oh, wait, she's moving a bit weird. Like, you don't think, oh, she's standing up for herself. You think, oh, why is she moving weird for? Like, why is she being, you know, so stubborn, this and that? But that wouldn't get to me like that. It's just, my lashes.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you showing me your acting skills? Yeah. Wow, she's diversifying. Yeah, very fast. My God, your manager's doing good there. We need to make that a moment. Wow.
Anyways, the drama. As I was saying, I was just remembering the times that they treated me wrong, man. But yeah, like, I have been taken for a joke sometimes, but I wouldn't dwell on that. Like, we patterned it at the end of the day. Like, if you don't take me seriously, it is what it is. Like, take me seriously now. If not, then we just move on. Mm-hmm. You don't really have many options to work with, I guess. But whenever we don't have options, we just make new options. You know,
I love it. Oh my God. Where there's a will, there's a way. Exactly. Again, like, you're like paving that way.
I feel like
for people who are listening, you know, if they need that advice, I think that's the thing. You kind of have to, sadly, the way of the, you know, the world is a bit skewed. The world is like way more skewed towards women, and it's not fair. You know, thankfully, people who keep pushing, they'll make things easier for other people. Sharing experiences as well, like what you're saying, being real to other people who might want to do the same thing as you.
Yeah, literally, if you're a girl, woman, trying to, like, you know, make it in a male-dominated industry, do not be scared to, like, speak up. Because I feel like anything I regret is not speaking up, standing up for myself, doing what I want to do. So, yeah, 100% speak up from the get-go, because you're going to regret, mate.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from experience, but yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, thanks for that advice.
Yeah.
Thanks for that advice. Even though, obviously, I think, you know, nobody wants to kind of not be taken seriously.
Yeah.
That's not a fun thing to experience.
I feel like as a female, like, it's no doubt you're going to experience sexism. 100%. It's a guarantee. It's sad, but it is 100% going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this earring off.
Sorry. Oh, my God. There's a lot of drama going on here at the moment now.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just make yourself comfortable.
Slowly just taking
only. Like 40 minutes later. So yeah. While Sandy's just in pain because of the headphones. Sorry about that.
No, that's no problem.
Yeah. So, okay. So, as a recap, we're in 2022, and by the end of the year, we're gonna get a new music video.
Yes.
Are you able to tell us who the director is? Is it someone new, or is it someone that's, you know, done quite a few videos?
Ooh.
I'm assuming this is a Nepali director, right?
Right now, that's under discussion. So,
okay. Wow.
So you guys will be, you know, I don't know, surprised, I guess, when you see it. But yeah, that's under discussion right now. So
okay.
Right now, I won't be able to reveal. But what I will reveal... Can I reveal? You know what? I'll reveal.
Okay.
It has a sample. And I think you'll be able to guess what sample it is, but it has a sample.
Girl, I can't guess. Sorry, no, I can't guess that. But it's okay. We'll make that, that will be a surprise for everyone and for myself.
Might as well,
but that's so exciting because right now there's so many samples, right? All the songs that are coming out this summer.
Yeah.
But I mean, why not?
Why not?
It's like you have to ride that wave.
Literally.
Even the biggest artists are like releasing things, you know, sampling something from 10, 15 years ago or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's just like sometimes you just have to ride that wave.
Yeah, 100%. And I love riding this wave. This song is...
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me the date and then we'll have to make it work. And then I'll be like listening to it as well.
Yeah.
How exciting.
I can't wait for you to hear it, man. I don't know how you guys are going to react because it's something like different because of the sample.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope it works. I feel like it works. Yeah.
It will work.
Yeah.
No, it will work. So,
come on.
No doubt. And do you have any ideas regarding when you're going to perform next? Is there kind of like, you know, is there like things bubbling?
There are things bubbling. It's not like all confirmed yet, so I can't reveal anything right now, okay. But it's bubbling a little bit.
All right, that's exciting. So if anyone at home is an event organizer, etc., la-di-da, from anywhere, Australia, etc., get Sandy out there.
Come on, man.
There's a lot of Nepali people, and the diaspora is growing in Australia, in America.
Exactly. I'm trying to see Sydney.
Exactly. But then in London as well, in December, there's a lot going on. Yeah. There's a lot going on. There's lots of parties.
Just at them at this point.
I'm talking to you. I should just tag all the event people that I know. That's good. I love a live element to a night out as well. And I think that's the best thing. We need to get the music right when we go out rather than having, like I love music of all genres, but certain genres belong before 10 p.m. And do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you know, I don't want to hear slow songs at like 1 a.m., but then certain songs belong at any time, but then they're fine for 1 a.m. because you're already going to be jumping up.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sometimes jumping up, sometimes reading books at 1 a.m. Yeah.
You have to be, you know, dynamic.
Yeah, exactly.
And diversified. So I want to ask, have your parents, like, you know, your parents have grown up, seen you rap, create things all around the house. They probably couldn't shut you up, I'm sure. I saw like your Instagram home videos from way back when you were kind of, it looked like you were tormenting, or maybe your dad was tormenting you.
Tormenting.
Yeah. No, it looked really funny. I think you guys were playing a prank or something. But I wanted to ask, have they seen you perform in front of a live crowd yet?
No.
Or did they come? Did they come to bum and cake? That's my question.
My mom was trying. I said, "Mom, no one wants to see you there, please." She's like, "No, I'm coming to your first performance." I was like,
"That would have been so lovely."
Imagine you're partying, you're grabbing a wine, and you see some auntie next to you.
No, but you know, you could have got her behind. Or like maybe up there. There's like at Scala, there's a space up there. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, she'd be like, "I'm gonna tell that auntie, I'm gonna tell them that." But now, like, she really wanted to come, bless her. But dad was like, "No, it's for the kids. Like, stay home." Shout out my dad.
But he knew his place.
Yeah. I didn't even have to bother. But yeah, she really wanted to come. Dad, like, they're just like, "Oh, when the time's right, when the event is right, we're through, like, we're coming." I was like, "Yeah, 100%. So they haven't seen me perform live. They've seen the clip.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh.
They must be like sharing it, tagging all their friends on Facebook.
100%.
Writing in like Nepali or whatever.
They've shared it already. They're like, "Share it tonight."
And here's the link. No, sometimes our parents use Facebook way more than maybe like, you know, people our age.
And yeah.
They're like the cheerleaders on Facebook. Really? Oh, yeah. Wow. You're sure. It's like, whoa.
Time.
I know.
But they have seen me. Like Dasi Parties, man. Oh, I don't know who I thought I was. I just started rapping in Dasi Parties, thinking I was Kanye West.
I love it.
They're just being like, the crowd, not? Like, yes.
That's like our kind of, you know, testing grounds. Yeah, Dasi Parties.
With the bodies and bodies.
Yeah. And, or you like, you know, dance to a Hindi song that everybody else dances to. And some people know that that's it for them. That's their moment.
What do you have to say? Like, that's
no. But then, and then some people go beyond.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Because not everyone was born to perform. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Know your place.
You're making me sound so mean. But do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
For some of
mean.
Us, it's an annual performance and that's it. But for some of us, we know that, you know, this is that what we need to continue doing.
Yeah. 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 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they always knew that I was never going to shut up about music. So they're just like, "You know what? Just do it. If you fail, great. You come back to us and you do something. And if you do good, obviously that's good as well." So yeah, they're just like, yeah. Yeah.
Love it. On that note, can I ask you, like, in terms of your language, obviously you're rapping in English.
Yeah.
Have you tried, or have you rapped in Nepali in the past?
Oh, I'll give you this one as well. I've got a little few bits of Nepali in the upcoming one.
Oh my God, how many? There's so many treats. We're going to be full. God, Sandy is feeding us.
But not too much. It's just like I'm experimenting right now. But Nepali is ali ali bolsu, but like fluently, I'm not completely there yet. I like remixing words though. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, our podcast got this. Oh, I don't know. That's not remix. Yeah, I'll say it maybe in this podcast. I like remixing like or banning Kaying or something like that. Yeah. Or yes, I've already bought Lying Auntie or something like that. Like, I like remixing words like that, but
oh my God.
I feel like that's breaking my Nepali even more.
And I was just going to be like, for the parents with kids who are like, you know, with young ears, they're probably going to be like, now we're going to have like the Sandy language.
Yeah, Sandy language. Where
they'll be like, kamade siki sisto. It's like parents from this
song. I'm seeking from the rap song Sandy.
Pani kai. But you know, they'll understand.
Yeah.
Because that's a language, you know. It's like, you know, when you see these things on like Instagram, these like memes, like it's spelled really badly. People like don't know how to spell. But then when you read it, you still understand it.
Exactly.
And it's like, you got the point, right? Yeah. Yes, you get it. You know, it's like not everyone has to have perfect English. And likewise, we don't have to have perfect Nepali too. Because frankly, a lot of us don't even speak a lot of that because, you know, we're so far away from home.
But no, I do like, keep trying to like improve Nepali. Like I'm like, oh guys, how do you say this word? Or like, am I even saying it right? How do I say this, that? So I have like Dizoru, Dai, Didi, Mommy, Baba, everyone like just teaching me Nepali all the time.
Oh my God, talking about Nepali, you mentioned Yoda. He when he raps in Nepali, his Nepali is really good. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, what did he say?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm really trying to think to make sense of the rap as well and what he's saying.
The only time I feel like a not Nepali person is when I listen to Nepali music. I'm just like, what are they saying, bro?
And I keep thinking, how much did he study? Like, did he study all his life in Nepal? Or that's what I think. Yeah. Like, wow.
They write amazing Nepali music. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, I could understand what he's saying. He's going hard though. He's going hard.
Oh my God, I can't wait for you guys to link up. That'll be a moment.
Oh, come on. Say it like it's gonna happen. Let's go.
Oh my God, Yoda. I'm gonna at him.
Along with the rest.
Oh gosh, but yeah, it's been such a good chat with you. I can't believe this time has flown by so quick. Is there anything that I have not asked you that you kind of just want to blurt it out?
Anything? No, just the new single is gonna come out real soon. It's something very, very, very special. So keep a watch out, look out. And it's gonna be on my Instagram. All the promos, everything is gonna be on my Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of that.
That's exciting. So it's basically, you can't avoid it because you know, the strategy is going to be in place. So even if you haven't followed her, etc., you'll see it.
Where you are, I'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be all over your feed. On that note, Rapstar Sandy, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Ikchin With Podcast.
It's been a pleasure, man. I loved it. I don't want to go.
Well,
you guys
she's
are
gonna
have to drag me up.
I mean, at this rate, you're gonna come back. So yeah, you're gonna come back. There's gonna be bigger, better when you come back to talk about your acting project.
Yes. After we read that book.
The first audition was here with the eyelashes. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
Imagine someone sees that and they're like, yeah, she's good.
She can be in my music video. That will be a thing. Next, you're all over music videos. Okay, this is way too funny. All right. Thank you to everyone listening at home and watching.
Thank you.
This was a special with Rapstar Sandy. Adios, guys.
Adios.
This episode is brought to you by our gold partner, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, silver partners, Tap Tap Send and New Luxme Jewelers, bronze partners, Nepal Authentic Dining and Nepali Music Festival UK 2022. Thank you for listening to Ikchin With.